嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要跟大家讲一个真的非常非常好笑的话题。
Hey guys, this is your star daddy, Adam.
为什么说 star daddy?
Oh, you know, I've heard there are some nicknames for a little coffee joint here and there.
新爸爸对吧、
yeah.
So today we're talking about Starbucks, and it feels like we're always talking about Starbucks.
Well, there's lots to talk about, right? But today we actually have a really different angle and something that is just like an ongoing joke.
对，今天我们要说说啊，就是很多英语国家的星巴克都会发生一件很好笑的事儿，就是通常他们会问你 Can I get your name for the order?
Right.
你将什么名字写在杯子然后呢你就算是一个很简单的名字比如 Tom 给他很多时候他也会拼错而且拼的是非常非常搞笑的错误
Right, exactly, exactly So today we are talking about hilariously misspelled names on Starbucks cups
好的那今天这一刻呢我觉得你真的是要看到他们怎么把那个 misspell 拼错As we were prepping for the lesson, I cracked up so much. 就是笑得不行。哎，然后我也在想，在国内中文名会不会写错呢？
Well, I don't know about that because I don't have one. But all I know is that they would never ask my name, right? So they would write hilarious things on my cups.
他们就写外国人吗？老外。
I've got that. I got, my favorite was probably 老外先生。And that was great. And then, of course, the person on the other end has to call. Well, they didn't actually call it out. He just has to look for the one non-Chinese person in the room.
好，反正很好笑啊。今天我们赶快进入主题。那之前你说的是我们今天要说一些 hilariously misspelled names.
Yeah, so hilariously is a great adjective because, you know, if something is misspelled, that's not really...funny.
Misspell 就是拼错。
Right, you can misspell things. If you are a bad speller, then you will probably misspell a lot of things. It's when people spell things to make a really funny word, that's when it becomes hilariously misspelled.
So hilariously or hilarious 的意思就是非常非常的搞笑。
Right.
好，那谁把你的名字拼错呢？就是星巴克的工作人员啊，然后他们也有一个很特别的名字。
That's right, barista.
Barista 就是做咖啡的人，是吗？
Right.
哦，好的。那我自己在星巴克的体验呢，就是我有好几次去星巴克他们说你叫什么名字然后我说我叫 Jenny 然后有人问过我说 Is it Jenny with a G?
Jenny
Or Jenny
Jenny
然后也有人问过我 Is it Jenny with an A?
Well that makes sense I have actually met Jannies in my life But、
Jenny.
I've never met a Ganny
但有一次就我的名字我还记得是拼成什么 G-E-N-N-I-E 之类的、Ganny
Hey Ganny Yeah, I wonder what would happen though if you used your Chinese name.
你说猪 Z-H-U 吧
Or just even 奇 they would probably just like,
key.
yeah, key.
写 K-E-Y.
Key? Do we have any keys? Keychain?
好那我们今天来分享就是美国有一篇非常热门 viral 的一个帖子啊就是人家还有证据有 evidence 拍了那个杯子上面写错的名字。Let's start with this one.
Okay, Susie.
Susie.
It is not an uncommon name, and it's not a difficult name to spell.
对 Susie, 我们有个同事就叫 Susie 啊。
Right.
但是这个 Susie, 她的名字被拼成了。
S-O-O-Z-E-E.
It makes sense, right?
Susie. Well, it looks like the word snooze, which means sleep, right? Yeah, so like snoozy. Oh, snoozy Susie.
Susie. 那它正确的拼法、one of the 正确的拼法是
S-U-S-I-E.
Okay. 好然后今天第二个拼错的名字
This one actually hurt my brain here. So I have a lot of friends in China named Jessica, and they are all spelled J-E-S-S-I-E.C-A. That makes a lot of sense. But when I saw the name G-E-S-S-I-K-A, Gessica.
让我想到 Guess.
Guess, yeah.
Guess 就是什么名字
Yeah, what's your name? Guess.
Gessica. 下面这一个我是觉得特别好笑因为这好像是音标嘛 some kind of 音标的体系
Right, so to be fair, if you look at a name like Madeline, it doesn't really look like... the way it sounds.
我们先来说说这个被 misspelled 是什么样的拼法。
Okay, well, they put M-A-D, mad.
疯掉了。
Right, A-H, ah.
然后最主要中间还有那个 dash, 还有那个破折号。
Right, right, right. And then finally, Lynn, which is also, they spelled Lynn like the name Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
对，然后就是有一种 phonetics, 美国的音标就是这样的。Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Madeline.
Well, Madeline, like it probably would have been, would have made more sense, like Madeline, Madeline.
Madeline, 那比较常见的 Madeline 的拼法是什么呢？
Well, the M-A-D is right, but then it's M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E.
哦，这样。好， this next one 特别有创意，它是把一个名字分成了两个词，然后呢，第一个词是 air, 空气，然后第二个词是 inn, I-N-N, like Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
旅馆。
Right, right, right. So air inn. Maybe it's an inn in the sky?
Aaron. What does it sound like? What name does it sound like?
Aaron. Yeah. Well, it's funny because Aaron is a girl's name, E-R-I-N. It's also a boy's name, A-A-R-O-N.
Oh, so 念法是一样的。
Yeah, the pronunciation is the same. The spelling is different.
这个好酷哦。
Neither the boy's version of Aaron or the girl's version is spelled A-I-R-I-N-N, air in.
空中的旅馆 Aaron.
It's kind of cool though, right? Like if we're all going to be flying to Mars or flying to the moon, we might need to have some inns in the air.
接下来这一个让我觉得挺烧脑，因为他是把这个人的名字拼成了 Marbra.
Yeah, this sounds kind of funny. Barbara is a very common name. There's a very famous singer named Barbara Streisand. I don't know if there's a famous singer named Marbra.
对，你在想怎么第一个字母都不对 ？What's your name? Barbara. Oh, Marbra.
Oh, Marbra. Oh, it must be Quarbra.
Well, you know, Starbucks is not a quiet place.
Right, that's true.
是吧？他这里又做咖啡，又有很多人讲话 ，so they might just heard Marbra.
I'm Marbra.
I'm Marbra.
Yeah, okay, 好吧 ，Marbra.
让人最生气的可能是下面一个。
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So Ingrid is a name. It's a Swedish name, but a lot of people in America have that name too. Do you think it sounds like angry?
A little, maybe, if you're at a noisy Starbucks.
A noisy, yeah. So you can hear all the. Can I get a name for the order, please? Angry?
所以就在那个杯子上写了 angry.
Angry, yeah.
Angry, your latte is ready.
Angry. Depressed, your latte is ready.
And 你刚刚说 depressed, 下面这个 name just starts with D. It's 在那个杯子上写了 dealing.
Oh, it's something you have to do with depression, right? Deal with depression.
D-E-A-L-I-N-G.
Yeah.
To deal with something.What are you dealing with?
What are you dealing with? I'm dealing with the fact that you didn't hear my name, Dylan, correctly.
Dylan is Bob Dylan,
Bob
right?
Dylan, yeah.
D-Y-L-A-N, 然后被写成了 Dealing, 交易
Dealing. Yeah, it's funny because Bob Dylan is such a famous singer, so there are so many kids like...my age, younger than me, that are named Dylan because their parents were such big Bob Dylan fans.
好的好的，那 moving on, 今天 list 上面呢还剩下三个名字啊。接下来的这个拼法 I must say, 这个 mistake 我可以理解。
Right, because this name Phoebe is not actually an easy word to spell.
哎呦，让我想到老友记。
I'll be there for you as I misspell your name.
因为我听 What's your name, Phoebe?
Phoebe.
可能我就是想到哦 ，Does it start with F? You know, 然后这个星巴克的人就写成了 F-I-B-I, Phoebe.
Phoebe. Well, it's not that uncommon of a name though, but it is weirdly spelled. P-H-O-E. I don't know what sound that is. and then B-E.
对，其实我觉得它正确的拼法看起来像错误的
Right.
Like, who came up with this spelling? Phoebe.
Phoebe.
那我们今天最后剩下的两个名字呢，都是以 J 开始的。
Okay, well, there is a very famous song many of you have probably heard, maybe even sung before, called Hey Jude. Also,
Hey Jude.
Da, 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 da. There's also a very famous actor named Jude Law, very handsome.
对。
But his name is not spelled J-E-W-D.
J-E-W, Jew, 就犹太人。
Right.
然后 他写成 J-E-W-D、是个犹太人的 order Jude
Jude、
最后这一个 I must say 这个我也很 understand 因为这两个正确的拼法和错的拼法它都不是英语的名字
Right, exactly So here we have two different、cultures that are kind of meeting inside an American Starbucks
对这是一个中国人去星巴克人家问你叫什么名字他可能说我姓王 Wang
Right.
然后那个人以为他是一个墨西哥人。
Right, so when we see Spanish names, especially Mexican Spanish names, the J is not pronounced J, it's pronounced, like for example, J-U-A-N is pronounced Juan.
那就是王了。
Well, Juan, not no,
Juan,
the start.
Juan, 胡安。
Juan.
对对对，也是一个很 common 的一个西班牙语的名字，对吗？啊，所以我们的 Juan 就变成了 Juan.
Yeah, like Wong, you need to use your nose, right? Wong. But they can't hear that, right? I mean, there's no way they could hear that except...
Maybe by looking at you?
Yeah, but without wasting too much of our listeners' time, I do have lots of Mexican friends and lots of Chinese friends, and they come together in interesting ways.
Lots of Juans.
I do actually know a Juan Wong.
是吗?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He thought it was really funny to call himself Juan.
But just to make it slightly more confusing, 你不要拼音这个是娟刘，我一个好朋友叫刘娟。
Oh, yeah. 你知道
他没有英文名，然后他就是 J-U-A-N, 然后会有一些墨西哥人叫他 Juan, 他说 no, 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 it's 娟。
That's so funny, yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, 好，我们今天笑过了以后呢，最后还是要说 like, why does this happen? Why do Starbucks or some Starbucks baristas misspell our names so hilariously wrong?
Right.
就是说为什么他们会把顾客的名字经常拼错 And there are actually a few explanations.
Yeah, one of them we already said, right? And I think it is fair. Starbucks is a very noisy place, so they can just mishear your name.、
Oh,
just like you can misspell, you can mishear.
对，因为听错了，对吧？好，然后呢，接下来的一点，我觉得还有就是他们很累嘛，然后可能写那么多名字，然后哦，就瞎写一个。
Oh, I know this. So they're super tired.
Because they're super busy making、yeah. our coffee, right?、Mm-hmm. 然后呢，还有一个大的原因是 they might be doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I think a lot of these, like air in, come on, give me a break. Yes, a lot of these baristas are doing it on purpose.
就是故意的。
Right, because maybe they want to have fun,、or I think now they just want you to post a cup with your hilariously misspelled name.On social media.
Oh, 对哦，现在是流量时代，是吧？所以星巴克可能每个门店也有一点流量压力。然后这种拼错但是很搞笑的这种名字，很多顾客他就是会发到什么 FB 啊，然后发到 Ins 上面去，然后大家哦 Starbucks， 然后很多人转发。
That's right, that's right. And actually, before we go, there's something that really it's.Very ironic, kind of crazy that just happened. We just had a comment from one of our lessons,
users.
One of our users, but from one of our paid lessons that was about Starbucks.
Oh, 对，我们有一个付费课程讲星巴克。
And at the end, our coworker Connor said the word barista, but now because we are using this.Speech recognition software.
语音识别系统把所有主播的这个文字就给有字幕给大家。
Right, 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 right. The computer or the program misspelled barista.
那个 program misheard, 听错了。
It misheard, and so it spelled barista Bristol, which is a name.
Wow, it's so meta.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。然后，哎，在中国我真的没有留意过，就是会不会把你的名字写错，对吧？然后大家如果有什么相似的经历呢，都可以在今天的留言里跟我们分享。Okay, that's it from us. 那当然除了我们非常轻松幽默的潘吉坚尼告诉你呢，我们还是非常专心的在教大家英语。到美国如果你要去点咖啡，如果人家把你的名字拼错了，你怎么去clarify 这件事情呢？大家可以看一下开言英语的付费课程，非常实用的场景化课程，能够帮你非常好的处理各种各样的情况。请下载开言英语的 app 免费试用。 OK, that's it from us. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
Bye guys.